We're doing the Magen Midovna Sefer Amidot, page Shin Mim Zayin. The Magen Midovna had been discussing how we can take control of ourselves in situations where a person's being accosted, someone's attacking him, yelling at him, and a person wants to react. So he gave seven reasons why a person will be quiet and won't yell back. How does a person take control? We covered six reasons, we're up to the seventh. Shvi'it geruta nefesh. The seventh reason is the recognition of the fleetingness of life. The fact that life is but fleeting, it is passing, we are transient. Hi netinata adam elibo, that's when a person takes to heart, mehirat chalifato l'olam ha'nefashot, how swiftly he will pass to the world of souls. V'yodea, and a person knows, ki lo yarad la'olam hazeh lishtakeh, that he hasn't come down here to settle. You're passing. Ela lagur ba'aretz ba, but rather he has come to be a sojourner, to be a traveler. You're passing by in this land. Kasher yimtza makom lalun, like someone who's just finding a place to spend the night. David HaMelech said, Kitzel yameinu, our lives are like a shadow. So our sages say, which shadow? The shadow of a building? You could sit under that shadow for a long time. The shadow of a tree? Our sages say, no. The shadow of a passing bird, the Gemara says. We learn it from Sukkim. Our lives are like the shadow of a passing bird. That's how quickly life passes. So when we're young, we feel like we have all of life ahead of us. And then we age a little bit, and then we feel like we still have a lot of life ahead of us. And it's only when a person gets old that suddenly he says, boy, time flies. Now you know where time flies comes from, right? So that perspective, though, that perspective is a double-edged sword. A person can say, why should I get married? Why should I build a family? Everything's transient. No. You have to accomplish. You have to know that everything's transient, so make your mark. On the other hand, should I waste my time getting upset at things? Should I waste my time fighting things? Is that a worthwhile investment of time? Ela lagur ba'aretz ba, a person has come to, life is transient. So when a person's here, it's like he's come to do some transactions, he's come here to do some business, and then he's traveling on to do more business. So if a person is passing through, and en route he meets someone that gets him upset, if he's smart, does he stop and think about it? It's very interesting. I remember vividly, I was flying to my parents in Chicago. So, stop over, I land in New York, and a few hours later I take the flight to Chicago. The flight to Chicago, I'm probably the only Jew on board. I come on with my hat, and I remember a person stops me, and he says, I'm a Texan, and I have a hat just like yours. And I'm thinking, really? But it was interesting, because I'm getting all these stares. You know, people are looking at me like, what's that? And a woman made a not nice remark as I walked by. And I still remember it. And I remember telling myself, I never saw her before. I'm never going to see her again. Why do I care? Right? Logic tells you, who cares? She's irrelevant. Can I connect to that logic? So I didn't answer her, but you see, I still remember the comment. Coming back to the Magen Midovna, if a person's smart, then at least he'll think, he'll realize, even though his emotions might not be there, I'm still shocked that it mattered to me. What difference does it make if there's someone you never met, you never knew, you'll never see again, made a comment? Does it matter? If we're smart, we can at least tell ourselves it doesn't. There are two reasons. Firstly, who has time? You have time to fight with him over your honor? Why? He's not worth your time. You have so much other things to do with your time. And secondly, does it really matter what he's done? Firstly, you shouldn't have time for it. And secondly, you have things to accomplish, and what does this person matter in the grand scheme of things? He's fleeting, I'm fleeting. So why should it matter to me that someone who's passing and I'm passing makes a passing remark? But we don't work that way. And there's a reason we don't work that way. There was a model who gave a talk. And she said, you know, a lot of people want to be models. But I want to tell you a weakness in being a model. We are very frail emotionally. Because when people value us for our external qualities, so then what matters to us all the time is, what do people say about us? How do people see us? What ratings do we get? We have to ask ourselves, where do we value ourselves? From where do we take our strength? And if it's internal, if it's real value, so then external things will bother us less. Until when will we be shamed by people who live in this earth? We're all moving on from here in a short matter of time. And that's something to think about. Because I told you guys the story about the ugliest girl on YouTube. The ugliest girl on YouTube. Okay. So, in a nutshell, we're out of time. Those who need to go can go. Those who want to stick around, I'll tell you the story quickly. There was a girl who had a disease where she couldn't gain weight. So she's very skinny and scrawny. And when she was about 9 or 10 years old, they interviewed her. And they posted that interview on YouTube. Someone saw that interview and decided to put a title on it, The Ugliest Girl on YouTube. And millions of people viewed it and made comments about The Ugliest Girl on YouTube. When she became about 15, she came across that video. And suddenly she saw herself on YouTube with many comments about her being the ugliest girl on YouTube. Now obviously, as a 15-year-old girl, she was devastated. She knew she had a problem. She didn't know that the world thought she was the ugliest girl. And all these people that made all these cruel remarks, millions of people who saw her on YouTube. It's not like the neighbor made a nasty comment. It's the world made a nasty comment. So she decided, you know, it took her time. She went reeling. And she decided her self-worth is not going to come from YouTube. And she went back and put on a video discussing that, how you're supposed to deal with that in life. Now, this is relevant to us because very often people give themselves value based on their status in Facebook. How many friends do I have? But what happens when on Facebook they come and they say, you're not worth anything? And a lot of people will comment on that. Someone posts a degrading photo and makes a degrading comment, and suddenly other people line up with them. So kids have committed suicide over things like this. But that only shows us where we have to grow. We cannot take our value from Facebook, YouTube, or other people's comments. A person has to build internally. We have to have real value. If we have real value, then what other people say is going to impact us much less. The more value I have internally, the more I can stand up to other people's comments. I might even be able to look at it and say, hey, maybe they're right. Maybe I have to learn from it. But at least I shouldn't be devastated. It's not comfortable. No one likes it. But I shouldn't be devastated by it. That's the value we're trying to build, internal value. And that's his ideal reaction. When someone shames us or yells at us, where we've built ourselves internally, and we realize we have perspective and things are passing. Life, I'm not staying here forever. So then that comment doesn't have that great impact that it should have. It shouldn't have that great impact. We should have that internal stability and perspective so that people's comments and fights don't impact us the way they'd like, but on the contrary, the way we like.